Welcome back out to the Brew Kettle in Amherst. We're rounding third, heading home. Got about 20 minutes left here, wrapping things up in what's been a very busy high school football coaches preview show. We've spoken to a number of different coaches in the area. I think we're going to get to 15 before it is all said and done. Lots to go over as the coaches are ramping things up in practice, waiting on guidance from the governor, hopefully tomorrow or maybe on Thursday, to get the green light. The OHSAA put their plan in place last Friday, and we're hopeful that we will get nothing but green lights moving forward. Glad you've dialed in. Andy Bulbarch out here at the Brew Kettle at Amherst. Steve Bailey back in studio control. Jared Kozar is our on-site engineer. Again, you've got us for about another 20 minutes or so. All right, well, next up, we've got Columbia head coach Jason Ward. Now, Coach Ward, this is my first rodeo doing the football coaches preview show. I didn't realize that you're usually the one that wraps things up. So I kind of broke tradition here, and I didn't realize it.
It's okay. Rob can wrap it up for us tonight.
I didn't think you minded. And plus, you were kind of my go-to, getting me all the contact information for all the coaches. So you should have been able to pick your spot. You should have been given first dibs on this since you kind of helped to put this bad boy together. But the Columbia Raiders last year were really an interesting story. And not the best start to the season, but they always say it's not necessarily about how you start, it's how you finish. And you guys finished very, very strong, winning four out of your final five games. Coach, how do you think the end of last season helps you moving into the beginning of this season?
Yeah, I mean, first you give all the credit in the world to the players and the staff for just sticking with it. You know, it's not easy to start 0-5, you know, we try to just keep it positive day in and day out, you know. Tell these guys the only way to walk through hell is to keep walking. The only way to get through it is to keep walking, and that's what they did. They kept their chin up every day, stayed positive. Our staff stayed positive with them, and we knew that, you know, we were getting better every day, and we were just hoping that the results would show, and they did in those last five games, it definitely is a good springboard going into this year.
Well, it's always difficult to replace somebody as versatile and as good as Brandon Coleman was. But last year, you guys were able to pick up some of that production on the offensive side of things with Joe Governale, over 1,500 yards on the ground last year. He's coming back for you guys. What kinds of improvement have you seen with him?
Well, Joe does a lot of extra work, you know, and all the great ones do. You know, they don't just show up to lifting at scheduled times. You know, they don't just do the running that we have on those days. They put in extra time, and Joe puts in a lot of extra time. He always has, and this is his senior year, and he doubled down on that. And we're excited to see how that helps him this year. He had those 1,500 yards on a tremendous amount of carries. We're hoping we can get him around that same number and kind of lessen the workload a little bit. And with what we have coming back offensively, we should be able to do that.
We're talking with Columbia head coach Jason Ward here at the Brew Kettle in Amherst. Andrew Champagne is a name I know you guys were very excited about at the beginning of last year. Then the injury put him on the shelf for a little while. So we really only got a small glimpse as to what he's capable of. What about him gets you excited, and what kinds of steps are you looking for him to take in his second year?
Yeah, I like his will to win. You know, he's a winner. We were playing a great game with Independence in week one there, and Independence was a 7-3, 8-2 playoff team last year, and we were going back and forth with those guys, and Andrew was running wild, and he was making throws, and that was his first start, you know, as a sophomore, and then he broke his collarbone, and just to give you an idea of what type of kid he is, he elected to have surgery, you know, just to be able to come back and play in week 9 and 10, which he did, and we won those two games. And there's not too many kids that would have made that choice, not too many families that would have made that choice to be able to come back and do that. So, yeah, just a great competitor and a very, very talented quarterback.
And you have 26 letter winners returning from that team that really turned the season around over the final five games of last season. Carson Heidecker is a tough name to replace because he did so much for you guys in the trenches. Who are some of the names you'll be counting on to replace him?
Yeah, I mean, we'll miss him as a player and a leader. He's the best captain we've had in the 15 years I've been there. And we needed that kind of leadership to get through that year. And we'll have a hard time replacing his leadership too. But you know, up front, you know, we do return some pretty good players. Our left tackle, Nick Stopiak, is going to be a really good one. He got 10 starts at right tackle. We'll slide him over to the left. Nick Relgen's just a tremendous tactician. You know, we'll return Cameron Coleman at left guard. We've got some battles at right tackle right now going on, some competition. Our numbers are up, and our line numbers are up, which is good. So we'll settle on somebody that can play at that position. We're just not quite sure who yet, and same with the center spot. So we'll work those things out, but we feel good about what we have coming back up front.
It's hard not to with all those names that you just mentioned that made a big impact over the last five games of the season. We talked about Andrew Champagne and the expectations you have for him. And we know who he's going to be turning and handing the ball off to quite a bit. Who are some of the guys he's going to be throwing the ball to? Owen Mengi, I know, had a pretty nice season for you guys a season ago.
Yeah. Owen's a playmaker. He really is. And we're excited about some of the different ways we can get him the football. Cody Davis is somebody we're excited about, too. He battled some injuries last year, his first year playing football, but a big, tall, long kid that can run and go up and get it and jump. And, you know, he's going to have a great basketball season this year, too. But we were excited about what he can do at wide receiver for us. We slid Drexton Frisconi from wide receiver, from his flanker position, down to tight end. And, you know, he put on some good muscle weight throughout the offseason that allowed him to make that transition and really contribute to us offensively at that spot. We've got Jordan Graham there at tight end, too, Carter Peabody. So we've got some depth at the tight end spot, too, and you know, we like what we have coming back at wide receiver. Vince Berardi is somebody that's really opened up our eyes in camp so far this year. A sophomore that's really come on strong, that just has worked really hard. Josh Hickman, another wide receiver. So, you know, we've got some guys that we're excited about. And, you know, I know Andrew's going to be able to get it to him. So,
again, Columbia head coach Jason Ward joining us here out on the patio at the Brew Kettle at Amherst, and expectations certainly will be much higher this season. That's not anything unusual for you guys. You guys are kind of used to being towards the top of your respective conference, Lorain County League now. You guys were in the pack before, so you guys were kind of the hunted for a while. Last year that role changed just a little bit. Leading into this season, do you guys feel like maybe you take on a little bit more of the hunted mentality because of the way you finished last year?
I don't know. I like the fact that I haven't had a team in a long time that has kind of been at the bottom, you know, that has had to struggle through some tough times. You know, it's just one of those situations where you can't help but appreciate small victories more, you know, good practices. You know, you got a group that appreciates what a good practice looks like. You know, somebody goes up and makes a play. It doesn't go unnoticed by our guys, and you know, those little things, appreciating the little things, really, when you win, you know, that just means that much more. And having you know, started 0-5 and knowing what that looks like, it's just fun. It's fun, you know. We did go through a stretch where we were, you know, 9-1. We had a couple of undefeated seasons, and it becomes, you know, you expect it. Like you said, the expectations are different. But when you can draw on that, those frustrations, that adversity that comes along with losing, and it just, you know, it's a different feel.
Different feel for sure. Well, you know, I wanted to hit on this with you. And I know this is something that we discussed on the afternoon show not too long ago. But I know that you're really happy to be a part of the whole Build the Bridge initiative. And you've been very vocal on that on social media, putting that word out there. And I just wanted to give you a chance in this setting to explain why that's so important to you guys as a program, and why do you think that's so huge, not only for Lorain County, but all of Northeast Ohio?
You know, it's just these are tough times, you know, not just with the pandemic, but where we're at, you know, socially. And, you know, I just thought it was important for our school to be a part of something this positive. I really thought it was important, not just for our players, but our families, my family, to reach out and do something, to take some action, and you know, for us to be able to give our guys a positive experience in terms of diversity. You know, I think it's something that they're going to take out into the real world with them. You know, they're going to have a positive experience to draw on if they go to a more diverse university. They're going to have a positive experience to draw on if they enter a workplace that is, you know, more diverse than Columbia High School or Columbia Station in general. They're gonna have good feelings in those situations as opposed to maybe anxious feelings. So, you know, it's a great thing that you know, Coach Hicks and Coach Stevens and Coach Creel started, and we've been able to sit down and meet and kind of develop what our next plans are. But, you know, it's hard with the pandemic. We've got all these great ideas and these plans, and you know, it's difficult to get the teams together. But we did have a Madden tournament. We had a Call of Duty tournament where, you know, we had three of our guys matched with three of the Beachwood guys, which is our partner school, and then they took on another school. So they actually worked together, you know, to do something fun like that. So it's a great program, and we're really proud to be a part of it.
Did some good work there to find some common ground also. Kids love their video games, man.
Oh, yeah.
And they've got to have something to turn to when you're told to stay inside or, you know, stay 6 feet away. So I love the angle you guys played there for sure.
We were this close to having a Coach's Madden tournament. It didn't develop, though, so probably good for me because I'm not very good.
Well, that was my next question. How good is your Madden game? And you answered that already. See, people have this idea that coaches are such tacticians, but it's different when you're trying to apply that to a video game.
I'm just not real quick on the buttons, that's all.
That's all right. Well, Coach, thanks for coming on. Always great to talk to you, and great work with that Build the Bridge initiative. It's so much fun to talk to you about that, knowing just how important that is right now. But thanks, as always, for the time.
A lot of us are involved in it. A lot of us in the county are involved in it, so I'm happy to see that. And, yeah, it's going to pay dividends down the road for sure. Thanks for having me. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Coach. Well,
all right.